And we welcome you back to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're joined on the telephone this weekend by the board chair of the Tuolumne County Supervisors, Ryan Campbell. During the last segment, we ended talking about the board workshop that happened just about a week ago, a three-day event where goals and priorities were discussed amongst the Board of Supervisors. Supervisor Campbell, can you talk a little bit about some of the things that were identified as priorities for the new year?
Yeah, I can just kind of in broad terms, because there was a lot of discussion about, there's a lot of issues obviously in our county, and so it's very difficult to narrow it down to, four or five strategic goals, because it's essentially like choosing which children are your favorite children. So it's a very, very difficult process, but it was something that I think was really valuable. And one thing that I noticed is that we have a really good board this year. A lot of different experiences, people at different stages of their lives, from different backgrounds, and I think it's a really good representation of Tuolumne County on the board right now. And going into some of the strategic goals, every single board member recognized, I think it was kind of at the top of everyone's list, that fire safety was a very high priority. I don't think that would come to any surprise as any surprise to anybody who has lived in Tuolumne County through a summer. but obviously, it's something that we need to take very seriously and have actual action on improving the fire safety risk. So the first priority was prevent loss of life and reduce property damage due to catastrophic fire by creating a strategic plan for wildfire preparedness. And some of the elements of that are going to be, reducing risk through fields management, securing sustainable long-term funding for fire protective services, and then really important part of that is fostering community participation and just kind of general engagement in fire prevention and measures. So that was something that I think was very important to board members. It's very easy to sit down and say, we want more fire safety. That would be pretty obvious, I think, to anybody listening. But actually, those goals of really doing more fuels management and getting more funding and then getting more community engagement, that's where the rubber meets the road.
The county's been looking at fire safety, I know, for the past several years. I remember two or three years ago when Supervisor Rotifer at the time was a board chair and called for fire safety being the big issue for that particular year. Having three new board members, is it kind of picking up on former conversations with fire safety, or do you feel that there's kind of new things being brought to the table and discussed now?
Oh, it's a combination. I mean, obviously, the work isn't just beginning on day one. There's been a lot of work to get us to the point that we are right now. But I think there are, innovative ideas out there, potential for, there's a potential assessment that's being discussed right now that's dedicated just to fire protective services. We've talked about county ordinances that go beyond the standard public resources code for property management. I mean, for example, if there are properties that are vacant and undeveloped and, say, owned by someone that lives outside of the county and they get overgrown, that impacts the entire neighborhood where those properties exist. And at present, there are no tools that the county can use to get that property owner to clean, to do wildfire mitigation on their land. And so looking at increasing the number of tools that are available to the county to do vegetation management, I think it's a big priority for me, at least.
How about evacuation routes? Are there a number of places where you feel the county could make improvements in that regard?
Yeah, I mean, that's always a difficult element of it, because the evacuation route depends on the situation at the time of the catastrophic fire. So it's something that I'm looking forward to working with the different homeowners associations, communities, some of the organizations that actually coordinate fire response in these particular communities so that we have a tailored response to evacuation based on the community itself. And also, you know, working with the sheriff, since the sheriff is the ultimate authority on any kind of evacuation plan, that has to be taken into consideration, because we don't want to tell people that, you know, road A is the evacuation route for your community, and then if the fire is coming from a direction that we didn't expect, then we don't want people to go down that route. So,
yeah, definitely pay attention when those fires come, to listen to law enforcement and know where you need to go.
Yeah, and I think, you know, the element that we were looking at the board workshop related to education and community engagement kind of fulfills that role of what to do during an evacuation. We can't just say, you know, one route is the evacuation route, and then we'd all just rest on our laurels and decide that, okay, that's the answer. If there's a fire, that's what I'll do. We need to be engaged. Homeowners and residents of our community need to be aware of what's going on in this situation, because it can be very difficult to evacuate large number of homes all at the same time, and the sheriff might not be able to get to everyone. We certainly make every effort to do that, but there has to be some level of responsibility on the homeowners themselves.
Any other interesting conversations that stand out in your mind from the workshop that would be worth sharing today?
Oh, so much. I mean, you know, obviously we talked about COVID was obviously a very high subject, hoping to, you know, reduce the negative impacts of that and advocate for more local control where COVID-19 is where that's regarded.
You know, changing the topic a little bit, how about, was homelessness at all discussed during the workshop?
Yeah, so homelessness was brought up. We want to, you know, address the emergency needs in the homeless communities first. We have some very acute issues with homelessness in our county, but that's only part of it. You know, part of it is that we need to collaborate with public and private partnerships to find a way to combat homelessness long term. And so that is one of the objectives of the Board of Supervisors for this year.
Is there any kind of big general direction the county is going, or is it, as you say, kind of just a partner with the nonprofits that have things going on?
Yeah, I mean, I think that is a big direction. I wouldn't say it's necessarily a huge change. Homelessness is an extremely difficult issue, and, you know, I'll be the first to admit that I don't have all the answers to it. It's going to take a lot of work and a lot of coordination among a lot of groups to find a solution to the difficulties that some of the most vulnerable people in our community are facing.
We're going to take one more break. We're talking with the board chair of the Tuolumne County Supervisors, Ryan Campbell, on this weekend's Motherlode Views. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our final segment is coming up in just a minute.